Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." We mentioned in our previous devotional that the power of the tongue is not mystical, metaphysical, or in any way occult in nature. Our words have an effect on people, and as such, they have the potential for life or for death. So we read those words in our proverb, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue," and we would do well to consider exactly what that means. In this devotional, I want to look at the potential for death in the words that we speak. And again, in our previous devotional, we discussed the consequences of yelling fire in a crowded theater or any other crowded room or building. Doing so could not only result in you being arrested for inciting panic and the imminent lawless action that follows, but you could also get people injured or even killed in the ensuing riot and human stampede that follows. But we should take a few minutes to recognize the other ways in which the misuse of the tongue could result in death. For example, we mentioned false witnesses using the power of their tongue to convict a man or woman of crimes that they have not committed. And this has resulted in untold numbers of people losing their lives to prison sentences or losing their lives by being executed. But there are other less obvious examples, and many people might push back on some of what you're about to hear, but I stand by what I'm about to say. Parents who speak to their children can produce death. I knew a parent who kept telling her son he was good for nothing, he would never amount to anything. He told folks that she had told him she expected him to end up in prison. Now, that boy was prone to trouble, but he also had a very sweet and considerate side to him. And I don't believe he was any different than me or any other boy his age. But he got so down on himself, and all he could hear were the words of his own mother telling him he was a loser, and he went down the wrong path. And you might say he became a self-fulfilling prophecy. Drugs led to other crime, and eventually, murder. But it's not just parents. Teachers who indoctrinate children in public schools, convincing them that they're nothing but elevated animals, they are producing death. How many abortions can be traced back to a young man or young woman just following their so-called animal nature, and then killing that baby because they were taught to not see the child as a human? And how many suicides? People just kill themselves thinking they're nothing but an animal, and that's the end of it when they kill themselves. The Bible says that mankind was originally created in the image of God. But when you see that baby, or you see yourself as nothing but the product of natural micro and macro evolutionary changes, and you believe that baby is just a descendant of apes, tracing back to an amoeba that just came to life in some cosmic accident, well, that produces death. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And of course, we could go on and on with false teachers and false prophets then. There's the physical death that results from the tongue, but how about the spiritual death from a false gospel out of a false religion? They're producing more than just physical death. They're sending people to the second death of an everlasting lake of fire. Now, I know this isn't a positive thought proverb devotional, but we can end with a positive commitment to speak truth. Speak with love. Even when we have to rebuke or correct someone, we can still do so with love in our hearts, and we can choose our words carefully to express the fact that though we're rebuking you, we love you. We love you enough to tell you the truth. And so, we not only speak with love, but we should speak God's word whenever possible. As we'll see next time, Lord willing, the tongue has great possibilities to be used for life. And anytime we tell people about Jesus and his word, we're using our tongue for life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus himself said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me."